So typologies are ways that we can take particular characteristics, and the many different typologies cover all sorts of areas. There are typologies on ways of thinking, typologies on ways of somatic body types, typologies on value preferences, typologies on when we look at social typologies, the techno-economic mode of development. Classic typology there is foraging to horticultural, to agrarian, to industrial, to informational. That's the typology that's not been challenged. And we find out that those have profound impact on how the typology is expressed. And we'll be getting to that a little bit more when we talk about something called quadrants. But as just a quick example, and to show how, even though masculine and feminine, male and female, are essentially unchanging, the context, the culture, the social background, their own psychological traits, and biological traits can act to change the actual expression or manifestation of these types. So if we look at foraging, for example, also known as hunting and gathering, and looking at masculine and feminine, the men tend to do hunting, and women tend to do gathering. A feminist systems theorist named Janet Chaffetz, who is one of my favorite theorists, she has gone through different cultures the world over and looked at the differences in status between men and women at these different stages, foraging, horticultural, agrarian, industrial, informational. And she finds that there are universal differences that occur between men and women. And because these are universal, she says they must come down to some sort of universals in humans. And for her, the ones that she found were men on balance have a stronger physical body, and women give birth and lactate. And those two simple factors actually have a huge hand to play in how men and women select the roles that they're going to play in society. That these are choices made by both men and women alike in terms of how their biologies fit with the required job. So when you move from foraging, which is hunting and gathering, into horticultural, which is the first form of farming. Now, the first form of farming, named horticultural, is done with a simple digging stick or hoe. And pregnant women can do that kind of farming without any health hazards. And as it turns out, about 80% of foodstuffs in horticultural societies are produced by women. So they have a great deal to say in the public arena because they're involved in that. Agrarian is differentiated from horticultural because agrarian is done with a heavy animal-drawn plow, usually drawn by an ox or a horse. And women that do that kind of severely straining and heavy work while they're pregnant show very high rates of miscarriage. And so women themselves said, wait a minute, I'm not doing this. You do it. And so the men started moving into food production. And well over 95% of food produced in agrarian cultures is produced by men. Now, how does this impact the culture at large? In horticultural societies, with women producing 80% of the foodstuff, one out of three of those cultures have female-only deities. It's the only place we find it. Another third of those cultures have male and female deities, and then a third have male-only deities. Now, when you get to agrarian, where men are doing all the food production and are moving into the public arena, over 95% of those cultures have male-only deities. So you can start to see the overall impact that these different types of elements that we're talking about have on how types are expressed. It changed according to the techno-economic mode and what was required and what the different bodies were adapted to do. So by the time we get to industrial, now all of a sudden machines are starting to do the work that used to select for male strength. And so as machines started to do the work that men used to have to do, there was an equalizing force that started to enter the culture. That equalizing force allowed the beginning of women moving into the public sphere. And of course, that has simply continued to this day. And now, today, there are more women college attendees in every single discipline. There are more women than men, with the two exceptions, and only two, of mathematics and engineering. All the others, medicine, law, education, history, women outnumber men. And so we start to see that women are still women and men are still men. It's all sorts of other factors enter into how these typologies play out.